How's it going there, guys? Welcome to Scienpology, episode 88, recording on Monday, November 2nd, 2020. I got myself a drink, I hope you do too. I can't think of a better time to have one. To be honest, it's 7:46 in the p.m. here in New York City where I'm recording this, Eastern Standard Time. Daylight savings ended just in time, didn't it? Seemed like a good time to bring a little more physical darkness into the world. It's very apt timing. The days suddenly get shorter on this, our possibly last civilized somewhat day? I don't know. It's hard to say. Hard to say. You know? I mean, tomorrow is the fucking election. I already voted. I voted a week ago. About a week and a day now. And I'm content with what I've done. I don't know how you feel about what you've done, but I'm good. My house is in order, as far as all that goes. What a strange, strange time. Strange, strange times. Strange time in a strange time. This whole year has really been something else. You know, to think that it started off with these crazy wildfires in Australia. And what in the hell have we seen since then? Since the Australian wildfires at the beginning of this year, what the hell else has happened? I mean, obviously, there's the COVID-19 pandemic. Nobody else needs to, you know, go on and on about that. Kobe Bryant died in a fucking helicopter crash. We actually impeached Donald Trump, and that didn't quite stick on that Teflon-coated special needs person. Shape-shifting motherfucker. And then, boy, what else? So many crazy things. Murder hornets. Fucking, goodness. Ghislaine Maxwell got caught. Jeffrey Epstein, his wife, or girlfriend, or whatever she is. Co-conspirator? I don't know how that works. She's in jail. There was that almost nuclear-looking explosion in Beirut. That happened. You forgot about that, didn't you? Yeah, that was a big goddamn deal. The dude who played Black Panther died. Nobody even knew he was sick. I think it went from people picking on him for looking skinny on social media all the way to suddenly he's dead. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Jesus. And then Trump gets COVID. Eddie Van Halen fucking died. So many weird things. I might, and is it a coincidence that my laptop seems to be dying? I don't know. It could be that Saturn and Jupiter are about to enter what's known as a great conjunction that happens every, 19.6 years, if I wrote that down correctly, on December 21st. Happens about every 20 years or so. The planets Saturn and Jupiter are seen very close to each other in the sky. And, you know, I don't follow astrology, really. Well, I don't follow it, but I also don't shit on it. I know a lot of people who just write all that stuff off immediately. They just say, you know what, if you think that anything that happens in space affects the way that we live our lives here on planet Earth, you're just an idiot. And I don't think that that's a fair thing to say. Because I'm sure that that person who said that has got some beliefs that I would truly find idiotic without understanding them at all, but I do find that the people who are very dismissive of the potential for, I don't know, stories or any kind of, like, meaning behind things that they don't quite completely understand or can chalk up to some kind of scientific reasoning or just Something they can wrap their minds around. I feel like those are probably the most annoying people I know. When it really boils down to, like, I know more annoying people. I've certainly met more annoying people, like, right off the bat. But people who don't think that there's any meaning in the world or beyond the world, or they're going to tell you that when you die, it's just blackness and our lives don't mean anything and everything's just a chaotic ball of nonsense tumbling through outer space and nothing has any kind of connection to anything and we're just these insignificant specks of dust on a tiny rock floating in space. Like, I get all that. It's true. I can understand. It's not that it's true, but it's like your assessment of it is true. True enough. I'll give you that. Fair enough. But shut up already. Because it's just aggravating. And look, if there's one thing that we as a species are really good at, it's making and finding significance in stories. Things that give our lives meaning. Things that we attach to the rest of everything. Everything that we do. Everything that we feel. Everything that we agree upon. These are all agreed upon stories. Right? And maybe you don't like the story. Maybe it doesn't work out for you. Maybe it doesn't suit your argument or your point you're trying to push. But that doesn't mean it's useless. Right? So, when I think about things happening in space, planets aligning in some very unique way that happens in some kind of a cycle, I don't see why that wouldn't be significant. I don't see why we should just rule that out and say, that doesn't mean anything. Why not? Why can't it mean something? Maybe it's something fun. Maybe it'll mean something cool. I don't know. Or maybe it doesn't mean anything and everything's useless and why are you even getting up in the morning, you know? It's just, I am less aggravated by people who make up fantastical stories about the meanings behind things that we don't understand than people who just dismiss it as random nonsense. I find that to be a way more annoying perspective to take, you know? It's like, what do you do when it becomes your time sitting around the campfire and we're all telling scary stories, and it comes around to you, and you're just like, yeah, ghosts aren't real, and when we die, it's just the lights go out, and they push you in a hole, and there was no point for us to even be here in the first place. It's like, thanks a lot for that, Brad. Appreciate it. You want another marshmallow, you fucking party-pooping piece of shit? It's like, where's the fun in that guy? Where is that? Sometimes we gotta just put a little bit of, you know, a little bit of pizzazz on things. Give it a little bit of a razzle-dazzle. Just different aspects of your life that might need it. We all need a little bit of excitement in there sometimes. Maybe not quite as much of the excitement that we've had this year. We could probably spread that out over a number of years, I feel like. But, yeah. On December 21st, apparently, if you can see it in the sky, there will be some kind of what they're referring to as a great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. And it only happens about it once every 20 years. Coincidentally, I looked this up. I was looking into it. Up until Bush Jr., I believe, for every 20 years going back in time, there was some kind of a situation where the president in office either died in office or almost died in office. Now, when you really get into, like, numerological connections and shit, that can just be, like, that's where I'll really look at it and be like, this is all, I mean, you could fucking spin any kind of nonsense out of this stuff, but that one's kind of interesting, as it pertains to the idea that tomorrow we are either deciding to take our foot and put it on the brakes, or at least off of the gas, or double down on just being as crazy as we possibly can be. And listen, I know you tune into Scientology for my astute political assessments of the situations that we exist in. I know that you don't know who to vote for until I tell you. I know that. I know that. And I've tried to give you my best belief of what it is, what I believe things are, how they're going. I will say this. Of all the different things that I've been reading from all the different points of view and people that I follow on social media or whatever the hell, again, one of my most, how do you describe it? One of the more aggravating perspectives that I have seen are people who are trying to stay as neutral as possible. I really find that to be very, not only aggravating, but disingenuous and pandering. You're pandering to people. You're pandering to this situation and not wanting to choose a side because you don't want to get into a whole fight. And I can at least understand not wanting to get into a fight with everybody. But if you don't want to get in a fight with everybody, just don't say anything. But don't walk around acting like it doesn't matter. Okay? It does fucking matter. It matters if President Donald Trump continues to be President Donald Trump for 4 more years. That fucking matters. It really does. It's not going to be the end of the world. Okay? This is what it basically is, as far as I can tell. Because I'm not convinced that he's not going to win. I'm not convinced of it. At this point, any fucking thing is possible. But I'm not convinced that he's going to lose. So here's the way I feel like you should look at it, if you're asking for my personal opinion on what you should do and how you should feel about it. Have some kind of a plan for your life, right? That's not to say go looking to move out of the country. But have a plan in this type of situation as far as, like, as it relates to a scenario like, say you've been very unhappy at your job, or you've been very dissatisfied with a relationship that you're involved in, right? And you've really had it up to, like, it's been a last straw type situation for a while. And you make a decision in your head before you're going to run into the person who you're having a problem with, right? You make a decision. You're like, I'm hoping that we can work this out. I really am. I'm hoping that we can work it out. However, if this next interaction that we have does not go the direction that I want it to go in, if this, you know, if I get the feeling that this person's still blaming me for all the problems, or there's no effort on their side to try to ratchet back the tensions or to try to make any kind of peace, if that's the direction it goes, I'm not going to throw a fit, I'm not going to cause a scene, but I am going to start enacting my plan that I came there with in my mind. You need to have some kind of a personal plan. The world's not going to be over. Hope for the best. Hope for all of us getting along. But you need to have your I'm taking care of me and mine plan ready. And honestly, you should have been doing that this entire time. Because more than anything, what I think the times that we're living in has really shown, at least me, is that we just had it really good for a long time. We've had it really good and really stable for a really long time. And we took for granted how special that was because it seemed to work as well as it did. There's, I think, what's the expression? The only thing constant in the universe is change, right? There's always going to be change. You just got to adapt and keep moving. So if that fucking crazy motherfucker gets reelected, you just got to start looking at this and being like, okay, well, we're all riding on an airplane, okay? The guy who's been flying the plane has never had any experience flying this plane, and he has shown himself to be very bad at it. However, for whatever reason, he's able to talk more than half or half of the people on the plane into allowing him to stay flying it, right? We found an older guy in the back who used to be a co-pilot who woke up and's like, I'll fly the plane if you want me to. We put up this boring old guy next to this other fucking kind of more exciting old guy. And we're having elections. And we're having a Democratic election. As best, or as close as we can get to it, right? If we don't pick this guy who is more qualified to fly the plane, what I am personally doing is just going, okay, fair enough. And I am going to go back in the back and try to rummage through all the seat cushions and see if I can collect enough of those flotation devices to sort of get myself a raft ready in case I need one. I'm going to try to make sure I'm sitting by the exit row. I'm going to try to make sure all the things that I can make sure of for me and any of the people that I care about, I'm going to try to figure that shit out. Because you just got to start making a plan for yourself. And here's a good way to look at it, I think. Make a goal for yourself before the election. Just a personal goal. It doesn't have to necessarily be this, like, what do you call it? Amped up in stress. Just whatever that might be. Say you want to lose some weight, or you want to write your novel you've been working on, or you know, or been kicking around forever, your screenplay, or you want to, you know, do some things that you've been wanting to do. Set some goals. And then regardless of the outcome of the election, be it good or bad, stick with that goal. Stick with it. Because that's the thing you got to remember with this. This is a storm we're in. We're in a storm, and we're going to get through it. We're going to hobble through this shit. You are still charting your own course for your own life, or at least you should be. And you need to figure out how to chart that course and stay that course, no matter what it is. Because if we devolve into more chaos, that doesn't mean you're automatically going to be pulled out of your house and killed. It just means there's going to be more crazy shit that's going on. And one of the things that you got to remember in chaotic, crazy times is there's opportunity for a lot of things that there wouldn't be otherwise, right? This entire COVID pandemic lockdown, quarantine, clusterfuck, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I've mentioned this before on multiple podcasts of my own and other podcasts that I've been on. I hate to say it, but this has been one of the more productive, beneficial times in my life because I've been able to operate outside of a traditional system of just struggling. I've got 10 paintings done over this amount of time. I figured out how to sort of cobble together a little bit of a personal, you know, momentum of my own. I've been doing pull-ups and push-ups and crunches and trying to stay focused in my little, you know, on my own little ship here that I'm navigating. And with everything in disarray and everything trying to sort of be pieced together and made sense out of, you can navigate your own thing during that. You can try to find a way to better yourself and get your shit together in a way that you never really have before. Because everything's kind of off the fucking table right now, man. Like, all the rules are up in the air. Everything is sort of in question. The entire thing is just bonkers. So you might as well try to do what you can to better yourself and your footing in your own life, because that's the best you can do. The best you can do, and the best that all of us can do, is try to make ourselves as good as we can be individually. We gotta, like, if the idea of trying to band together as a country is sort of like a lost cause at this point, just focus on you and the people that you got in your life and try to just tighten up that circle and tighten up your own understanding of your responsibilities and what you could be doing better to make your life better. And try not to add extra conflict to the situation, because we already got plenty of that. And here's how you can know if you're a fucking piece of shit right now, just for the record. These little Trump rallies, I'm not saying everybody who's voting for Trump's a piece of shit, because I have, and I've said this again before, I have met very few legitimate hunks of human garbage in my life, one-on-one, and I've met a lot of people. People get their reasons for voting different shit. Some families just vote Republican. Some families just vote Democrat. I'm not assigning like a value judgment to you as a human being if you vote for Donald Trump automatically. You got a couple of strikes against you. However, if this little Trump rally, boat parade shit, like, or not the boat parade, but these cars on the highway surrounding people, especially that little the bus, the Biden bus in Texas, if you think that's funny and you think that that's good in any way, or not, or even just harmless, you're a bully and you can fuck yourself. And I hope that some bully shit happens to you to make you have a better perspective on what that means, you know? Because it's just like, you have no idea what kind of soft, just graduated from liberal arts college person might be driving that bus. You really don't know. And Zim or Sir may have just gotten done crying from some triggered microaggression that they dealt with. It's not safe to fuck with people like that. Under any circumstances, that person could have swerved that bus and killed people. It's not funny. It's not funny in high school. It's not funny when you're well out of high school. It's psycho shit. And it's... And even that could have ended in a car crash or a pileup. And the next one will. Next time some of that dumb shit happens, because it's just sort of laughed off like, oh, that's just whatever. That's just people being excited. It's like, no, 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 no. That's not okay. You can't start doing shit like that, because that's how people start getting run over and bad things start happening. And I will say, for all these Trump rallies and little, like I said, whatever, the boat parades and shit, they're embarrassing for a number of reasons to me, as far as all that's concerned. But one of the main things that I find so silly is that all of these people doing this are celebrating sort of the larger version of the salesperson who sold them that vehicle that they're up to their eyeballs in debt riding around inside of. You're being a dope and you're loving it. And that's what's so fucking embarrassing about it. All those jacked up trucks and Mercedes SUVs and shit with giant Trump stickers on the back of them and flags flying out of there. You haven't paid for that fucking truck. You haven't got that paid for. That's a car note you can't afford. And some snake oil salesman got you in that thing. And that's exactly who you have as a president, and you're enjoying that. You're just celebrating the idea that you're stupid and you want a person who is smarter than the person who ripped you off, or just a bigger version of them. It's so ridiculous. This whole thing, I don't know what to tell you about that. If you're a Trump person and you... I gotta back off of this shit. I gotta back off of this fucking shit. It's gonna be what it is. Just return to the beverage. And we're gonna see where it goes. In all honesty, we're just gonna see where it goes. Now, you may be yelling at you at your phone, or me, or shaking your head, being like, Paul, you don't get it. You don't get it. Biden and Harris are going to usher in a socialist agenda, and all of the lefties are going to come for all of our rights, and they're going to fuck it up even more, and you're wrong. You're just wrong. You just are. And I don't know how to tell you that you got way wrong a while back. That is business as usual, man. Joe Biden is business as usual. And if you're in that camp that's like, well, both of these candidates are pieces of shit, and we shouldn't vote for any of them, and that's why I'm voting for Jorgensen or whoever the hell, not even knowing if that's a man or a woman. I don't even know who the fuck that person is. I've seen a couple of people say that, and I'm like, why are you even talking? Just shut up. Just shut your goddamn mouth about whoever that possibly make-believe person is. This is a big deal. It is a big deal. It's you deciding whether or not you're okay with this whole thing just continuing on this chaotic path that it's on, or us just getting an opportunity to do it over one more time and seeing where we go. Just calming down enough to maybe start talking about some things and see if we can figure out a better way to navigate through this. And the beauty of that is that if, by some weird grace of God or Saturn or Jupiter, Joe Biden does win, which we're not going to know tomorrow, unfortunately. It's going to be, that's why I'm celebrating this moment right now with you guys. Because this is one of the last peaceful moments I think that we're going to have for a little while. And it's really not even that peaceful. But we get to sit with this for a minute and just sort of think about what it's going to be. But if that, you know, person who I think should just describe himself as Barack Obama's friend, if he becomes the president of the United States, it's just going to give us an opportunity to calm down a little bit and hopefully learn a little something or other about each other. And here's the main difference, as far as I'm concerned, with what will happen if Biden wins versus Trump winning. If Biden wins, what you're not going to see is a lot of, oh, look at the Republican tears. Cry, Republicans. Oh, you fucking snowflake bitches. It's not going to be that. It's just going to be, all right. Okay, so we're starting to kind of calm this thing down a little bit. We turn the lights on at the party. We got that guy who was just doing coke and slapping people out of the house. All right, so we're going to start trying to get our life together now. Doesn't mean we got our life together. We still got a lot of things that we got to fix. But at least we're acknowledging that we have a problem. If Trump wins, that is not us acknowledging that we have a problem. And that's one of the things that I've been harping on for so long. And dude, more than anything, I just don't want to think about this for a little bit. I had mentioned it on a couple of podcasts back, but my friend mentioned to me that he's voting for Joe Biden, not because he likes him and not because he's anti-Trump, but just because he's tired of fighting with his wife. And I felt like that was one of the most perfect assessments of the situation that we're in right now. And I really do hope that that's sort of the pervasive feeling across the country, that people are just tired of fighting with their spouse and tired of getting into online arguments and tired of this fucking conflict. And if you're not tired of this conflict, I don't know what to say to you. You're just a troublemaker. If you're not tired of this conflict, you're just a fucking shithead, man. You're just a shithead. And you gotta understand that you are a shithead. Please, just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge that you like confrontation, you like conflict, and if you can at least do that, maybe we could be on the beginning to understanding each other a little bit better. But I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you can take this energy, if your guy loses, and invest it in trying to get out into space and get this asteroid that they just found that's worth like 10 times the global economy. Because you know that that's... Did you guys see there? I've been reading this story over and over again. Or, you know, you click on one fucking thing on your phone, and then all you get because of this AI algorithm shit that's constantly trying to read your mind is just more updates about stuff that it thinks you already like. And I really don't like contraptions that make assumptions. It's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like that. So I keep getting these stories about this asteroid. I think it has a name, but I forget what it is. Anyway, they found it, and what they believe it is the core of a planet that didn't form in our solar system. And it's almost entirely metal. It's iron and nickel. And it's worth, I think, what'd they say, 10,000 quadrillion, which may or may not be a real word. But it's worth that much money. And it was almost like somebody throwing a bone to all these corporations, being like, can we please stop eating our own body and cannibalizing our own world and just get you psycho billionaires all on the same page to get down on some kind of space race where you guys will all just turn your psychopathic energy toward the stars for a little while. Stop doing. I mean, listen, I don't have a personal beef with Amazon. I really don't. I know a lot of people do, but I got kind of a nuanced perspective as far as it comes to, like, the free market. It's like Amazon does something that is so amazing. They have destroyed Walmart. Or not destroyed, but they've beat the concept of Walmart, which was previously the thing that we were mad about because that defeated all of the mom and pop stores. And this is the way that it goes, right? You just keep coming up with better ideas and more streamlined concepts. And the wrong way to look at that is that we need to cut the legs out from that place. The right way to look at that is we need to get everybody else up to that level where we have better stuff all around. Because I don't want to just have to walk around looking for, the stuff that I could have delivered to me on Amazon just to try to right the world in my own way. When you're given these conveniences and you're given these, like, wonderful advances in technology, the first instinct, obviously, I think should be compassion. We don't want people to be taken advantage of and marginalized and treated like shit in these warehouses. We should deal with that. We absolutely should. That's a very noble and good thing to do. But we shouldn't keep trying to, like, adjust reality to fit our sense of what we're okay with, I guess, is the right. It's kind of a hard thing to describe because we want things to be fair, right? We want things to be sort of like, I shudder to use the word equitable. I really do, because that's a radioactive word, as far as I'm concerned. Because I don't think we, it's one of these deals. Like we don't have a unified understanding of what that means. A lot of people think that that is a great thing. I have heard many people say that it is not, and I can understand both sides of it. And if you're curious as to why I think that it might not be, because equitable means, as far as I have understood it to mean, is that we all end up at the same place. We all end up getting pizzas after the Little League game, whether or not we won or lost. And I don't think that's good. I think that humans need a certain amount of competition. I think that that's just something that we need to have in us. And anybody who fights that idea is not only fighting, like, what most people want openly, but also fighting a fundamental human instinct, which is to win. We have to have that feeling of winning, and unfortunately, that also means people lose too, but that's what it means to be a human. And that's kind of why we're fucked, I think, as it relates to, like, the oncoming AI situation as it's gonna sort of start to take a lot of the competition or challenge out of the world, right? Because that's sort of the type of stuff that makes us who we are. It's anyway, where the hell was I going with that? Sorry, guys. I am really just like I'm in this weird haze, like I'm sure you are too, about what's going on right now. There's so many things going on right now. It's hard to, like, keep your head on one. And I don't want to just talk politics. I really don't. And that's one of the things that I'm really happy and hopeful that we might be able to send off into the night after this podcast. My hope is that it is such an undeniable landslide in favor of Joe Biden that we don't even have to have this conversation or anything about it ever again. We'll have to eventually, but I'm really hoping that it's just a closed case. That's a big hope. That's a far-fetched goal. But whatever the case, anything is possible. I've said this since Donald Trump got elected, as a matter of fact. The fact that Donald Trump can become the president means that literally anything can happen. I think one of the things I skipped over when I was assessing 2020 is there was 3 videos of UFOs that were released by the Air Force from jets. Like, any fucking thing could happen right now. It might be an enormous gridlock at the polls. It might just be everybody tomorrow trying to vote, and there's just some kind of like weird precursor to the Civil War that we all can smell on the horizon, and then all of a sudden, here comes Big Feet, all the Sasquatch coming out of the woods, and they decide, listen, we live here too. We should have a say. We never wanted to say that we were here because it was fun watching you guys argue about whether or not we were real. But there's many millions of us. We're going to vote. And they make the decision. And wouldn't you know it, they're all goddamn Trump supporters. Who would have seen that coming? But that's just the way this weird world... Like, this whole year is just... You can't see any of it happening before it happens. And I guess it's like that old curse. May you live in interesting times. We certainly live in interesting times. So, what I was hoping might happen is this giant asteroid that they found, which is the size of Massachusetts, they say, that's mostly made of iron and nickel, and it's worth, if I'm not mistaken, 10 times the value of the entire global economy. If you don't think that's got Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and all these other, like, alpha maniacs foaming at the bit to try to get out there and hook some kind of a space grappling hook onto that thing and drag it over to some place where they can mine it, you're out of your mind. China sees that. The United States sees that. Everybody sees that. That's just a big pile of unimaginable money floating around out there in the app, like just somewhere out in space. And this is something we can all get together on, you know? Just really try to get out there, you know, tap some kind of an Armageddon level oil, the all-star oil field worker team, put Bruce Willis in charge of it, get Aerosmith to write a song, and send those fucking rednecks out there. Elon Musk, he already launched one car into space. Surely we could get a bunch of these dumbass dualies with fucking Trump flags flying on the back of them, wrap it in some kind of a SpaceX bubble, and launch those goddamn dumbasses right into that metal asteroid and have them drill on it. Or just see if they can tow it back with their tow package on their 2021 Ford pickup truck. Is it Ford Truck Month yet? When is Ford? How does that relate to the Great Conjunction? Does Jupiter and Saturn, does that align with Ford? Where are they in Ford Truck Month? And how does that relate to Shrimp Fest? I've never quite understood how these things tend to balance out, because I always felt like I'm personally a Capricorn. So I think that my moon is in Ford Truck Month and my sun is in Shrimp Fest, or surely there's some other Long John Silver's reference I could pull out of my ass. Anyway, the point is we need a target outside of our own world. I think that's where we got to go. I think we got to go get that asteroid. I think that's what we got to do. So let's work on that. Let's try to make ourselves some goals right now. All right? So I'll do it with you, because I'm the one who's trying to tell you how to live your life. Let me lead by example here, okay? So this is episode 88 of Scientology. Hard to believe. So, episode 88. What have I been saying for the longest time? I said I was going to have merchandise for you guys. And I said that the people who support this show on Patreon are going to get that merchandise as part of what they have already been donating to the show. The donations, which I greatly appreciate. And if you want to become a Patreon supporter, you can just go to my website, pauloto.com, and scroll down about a quarter of the way on the page, and there'll be a link to my Patreon account. And you can be a member that way if you want to, but don't stress about it if you can't. Also, if you're sick of hearing me ramble about similar things, or you're angry at me for political reasons and you want to stop supporting the show, you know, that's your prerogative. As Bobby Brown might have said. Was it Bobby Brown? Anyway, the point is by episode 100, which is 12 episodes from now, I'm going to start making a list of things that I want to have done and added to the contents and context of this show. One of those things will be getting merchandise out by episode 100. Another one of those things will be these shows being videoed every single time and available as a video on YouTube or some platform that, I don't know, YouTube makes the most sense, right? So those are my two goals. Regardless of which one of these fucking candidates wins the election, that is going to be my goal. That's the chart. That's the course I'm charting. That's the course I'm charting. Why couldn't you just let that chart joke go? You know, it's because I've been painting too long. I haven't been spending time with comedians. I haven't been doing comedy, not for real. And it's honestly like dulled my edge. So I've been making some stupid bullshit jokes, some real basic bitch moves. Like that, dad joke stuff, going for the easy punchline. It's not easy. Not everything can be a that's what she said fucking joke. I'm not just some person watching The Office on repeat drinking White Claw, which I'm strangely attracted to in women. Why is that? What is it because I suck? Probably. You know, these are the questions you gotta ask yourself, guys. Anyway, so I'm setting a goal. My goal is by episode 100 of Scientology, I will have merchandise for Scientology. That merchandise will have been either sent to or delivered in completion to the Patreon members of this show. Anyone who has ever donated more than $15 to this show is going to get the merchandise as part of those donations. And then it will be available to all the rest of you who want it. And I'm going to have each one of these episodes filmed and uploaded to YouTube so that you can watch that if you like. And also, I'm going to keep adding to this. Because it's kind of fun. I have some other ideas. I got some other things I got to take care of, which are all going to like correspond to this same thing. So that's mine. Tell me yours if you would like to. I would like to know yours. If you have a goal that you're going to set, let's call it a, how many, so I got 12 weeks, basically, right? So that's 4 months. So I got 4 months. This is, we're making four month goals right now. So give me your 4 month goal, starting from the moment you hear this. Send it to me. Text it to me. Send me a direct message on Facebook or Instagram or Reddit or Twitter or wherever. Or email me, whatever you want to do. You can email me through my website. But I want to know what yours is. I will read it on the podcast if you want me to. And then we'll be accountability partners. We're all gonna try to do some shit together. And then we're gonna check in again. And we're gonna make sure that we're on the same, we're continuing with it. And this is a good project for us to be doing, because right now is the time to be doing some stuff like that. Just get to work. Focus up, get to work. And we're all going to do it for Sean Connery. Sean Connery died before he got to see the results of the election. And you know what's so weird about Sean Connery dying is everybody's saying it's so sad. Why is that sad? The dude was like 90-something. And he had a hell of a run. What do you want, Sean Connery, to just hang on for 50 more years until you're okay with him dying? People die when they die. And Sean Connery kicked ass while he was here. We should all hope to live a quarter of the life of Sean Connery. Let the man rest. Jesus Christ. One of the funniest things that one of my friends sent to me said, I like the idea that Sean Connery would be buried in a casket with a pair of underwear from every woman that he had sex with during his life. And that made me laugh so hard. It's like, I can imagine the people at the funeral home just trying to like sit on the casket so they could latch that shit like an overstuffed carry-on you're trying to fit into the overhead compartment. Oh, I love it. It's such a beautiful image. Here's to Sean Connery. Let me clink my ice in my glass. Here's to Sean Connery. Here's to you out there. My beloved Scientologists, love it or hate it, we're going to do this. Tomorrow's the day. I, for one, hope for Biden, but more than anything else, I hope for just calmer heads prevailing moving forward. We just need to get our shit dialed in and stop being at each other's throats so much. And what we can each do is make an effort to tighten up our own lives. So do that with me. Refocus, recalibrate, get back out there and make the world better, not shittier. And you know when you're being shitty. Stop being shitty, you shitty little shithead. I'm on your team. Okay, don't be a bully. Don't be an asshole. Pick your battles. We're going to get through this. Chart your course. Stay the course. And you reach out to me if you need anything. If I'm able to help you, I absolutely will. But that's this episode of Scientology. I should drink, otherwise it's bad luck. Cheers, guys. That's what it is. It's going to be weird. I'm not going to lie to you. Batten down the hatches. We're going for a ride. It's going to be something else. There's a wave of energy coming at all of us. And I relate this as much to going through heartache or despair as I do to social upheaval or lack of faith in yourself, or doubt, or even a state of manic excitement. The wave is rolling at you. You have a decision. You either go over it or under it. You can use that energy. You can funnel it to your own purposes. And you can use that energy to get things done, or you can let it just roll you around in the surf and possibly slam you into the rocks. I highly suggest you go over the energy wave. That's what I suggest. Set some goals, share them with me, share them with friends, make yourself accountable, and stay focused. And remember, there's only so many things you can control. Focus on that shit, okay? We're going to get through this. We are going to stumble through this. It's going to be all right. Tune in next week, and we will talk more about it, and hopefully, well, we'll just see. I'm not going to say anything beyond that. But I'm on your side. If you're listening to this podcast, I am on your side. This is Paul Odo for episode 88 of Scientology. Monday, November 2nd, 2020. Thanks for listening, guys. Do not be afraid.